The Impeccable Logic vignette was produced as a backer exclusive prelude to our 50th anniversary special. It is now past its exclusivity period and available to all. Thank you again to our supporters for making it possible. It is set a few days before the events of tomorrow's Excelsior.
Commander Savick.
Ensign?
It's time, sir.
Thank you, Ensign. On Vulcan, there are no eulogies. It is not logical to appraise a person's entire life. To do so properly would take centuries. If I cannot speak of Commander Janice Rand's life, however, I can attest to the circumstances of her death. Though she was Excelsior's first officer, she was in command when three Romulan birds of prey ambushed us near Tomed Prime. I advised withdrawal, because their combined armament was superior to Excelsior's. However, she ordered us to stay and fight in order to protect Captain Uhura's peace negotiations. I see now that her logic was superior to mine. It was not the first time. It would be the last. In the second volley, there was an explosion. Debris speared the commander through the abdomen, pinning her to her seat at helm. The wound was mortal. Although she knew she would die, she also knew she was the best pilot on the bridge. She refused to relinquish helm control until Captain Zuhura and Chekov arrived with reinforcements. There is at least a 98% probability that she thereby saved the Excelsior and its entire complement. Janice's death followed the same impeccable logic that governed her life. We now commit her body to space over a world preserved from war through her actions. One of many such worlds. Any Vulcan would honor a death so fitting.
Honors! Ten! Hut!
Commander on deck.
As you were, Lieutenant. I did not expect to find you in command. Where is Captain Uhura?
She went below a few moments ago, sir. Excelsior holding at all stop. 5 light years out of Ichabar. Scanner deck still compiling the morning tactical report. Preliminary suggestions that the Romulans are massing their forces along the neutral zone. Captain Chekov has postponed his return to Enterprise.
Very well. I have the bridge.
You have the bridge. Good night, Savik, and good luck.
Lieutenant, this is not my first watch in command.
But it is your first watch as Excelsior's first officer.
I assure you, there is no cause for concern. I am fully trained on all relevant procedures and regulations.
Savik, I've been your friend way too long to question you on the regs. But I do question what you're doing sitting at the science station. That chair over there near the center, that's where you belong now.
I did not wish to make stylistic changes too quickly. I was concerned it would unsettle the crew, in the midst of tensions with the Romulan Empire.
Oh, so it's the Romulans' fault you're not sitting in Commander Rand's chair.
That is correct. Forgive me, Lieutenant, I am receiving a number of Starfleet tactical bulletins.
I don't doubt it. Good night, Savik.
Good night, Lieutenant. Thank you.
That episode of Star Trek Excelsior, Impeccable Logic, was written by James Haney and directed by Jim Smagata. Commander Savick was played by Robin Curtis. Chris Bainbridge played the Excelsior Lieutenant. And James Haney was the Bosun. Narrated by Mike Hennessy. Original music by Sam Gillis. Additional musical credits available at starshipexcelsior.com. Special thanks to Martha Haney, Edison Potter, and Gene Roddenberry. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, and characters are solely owned by CBS Studios, Incorporated. This fan production is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other Star Trek franchise, and is a non-commercial, fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial exhibition or distribution is permitted.
This has been an Excelsior production.